is now 3 minutes after the hour. You just heard the legendary Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, from the album Amazing Grace, which incidentally was released right after a bout of mental anguish. And it was in that moment, according to the movie Respect, that was when she decided that she needed to release and record a live album in church. She went back to her church roots, and through her church roots, she was able to produce one of her highest selling albums to date. Which reminds me of a song that I leave you with. Which questions you have you got? Good Religion by the man Clay Evans. The song says, have you got good religion? Have you been baptized? Is your name written on high? Lord knows we need some good old religion to get us through some of the stressing of times. Good religion doesn't just mean going to church. Have you been kind to someone in need? Have you expressed the fruits of spirit? As the world reopens bit by bit, day by day, don't forget what we went through as humanity and how we benefited by showing care and compassion as we all were hit hard by the punishing pandemic. Don't lose that good religion. Here is the late Reverend Clay Evans singing that timeless gem, Have You Got Good Religion, right here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. Thanks for having a seat with me.
In days and times in which we live, and these are crucial times, times of trouble everywhere, uncertainties, unrest everywhere you go. Well, you just don't know. It has us in a dilemma. You don't know what the weather gonna be. Don't know whether you got a job tomorrow. Some of us don't even know whether we are still married or not. That's just how uncertain things are. Sometimes you think you're married, you're not. Your health is so uncertain. You're well one day, sick the next one. Is that right? And in a day and time like this, you don't know what politicians are going to do. Is that right? So in a time like this, where there's indefinite, uncertain, well, my friends, you need to be sure and very sure that you've been born again. You ought to know you got good religion, something that will sustain you in the time of trial, tribulation, temptation, all around. It need to be good enough that if you get in the fiery furnace, like the Hebrew boy, you know he'll keep you. If you get in the lion's den, he'll keep you. And with temptation all around you, you need to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that I've been born again. How many of you know you've been born again? We used to sing a little song, Where I Came From, and I just want you to kind of listen in, and if you can answer me back, well and good. But we used to sing this little song down in Tennessee. Have you got good religion? If you know you got it, I want you to say it. Do you have good religion?
Say it all.
Do you have the religion?
Sunday mornings.
Everybody clap your hands right here.
With music, ministry, and so much more. On Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. CKUT.ca. On the World Wide Web.
It's mind, soul, and spirit.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So many nights I cried so many hours trying to make it right. Just didn't have the power. You ignored all my tears. In hopes they'd disappear, I tried to let it show, but I guess you just don't want to know. I came to you in love.
Listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM, Marvin Winans. Canada's contributing to faith-based music like never before. Here's a new track by Ottawa native. Her name is Faith Thompson. She just released a brand new single this past Friday, Nothing Without You, on your Sunday service radio show. Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Like a drum without a beat. like a chair without a seat. I'm nothing without you. I know I'm night, like a sun without the heat, like a pen without the ink. I'm nothing without you. Like a bird without a song, I just can't leave and sing. Like a winter without spring, I can't survive.
CKUT, mind, soul, and spirit.
The words I speak
will make it so.
I will see the goodness
That was singing church boy, Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson, with a brand new single, I Will See. I'm coming at you with the powerful playlist, but first, here's Mary Mary with Yesterday on CKUT 90.3 FM.
had enough heartache and enough headache. I've had so many ups and downs. Don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided
ladies and gentlemen, it's 22 minutes to the top of the hour, 7:38. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. It is time for the powerful playlist. Brother Chris here. When we press play, you receive the power. Today's playlist shines a big bright light on three count them, three distinctive, unmistakable men's voices in gospel music. Now, gospel music is about a message, but it's also about a voice that sends a chill down your spine. These three men capture the message of the cross with their creative sound that has stood the test of time. The first voice belongs to one of the cornerstones of gospel music. He's the founder of the Gospel Music Workshop of America, tagged the godfather of gospel music, and possesses one raspy voice that could be mistaken for a bad cold, a hoarse voice. It's the late Reverend James Cleveland. Here he is with Say You Love Me on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Tell everybody how much you love him. Say you need him. Oh, how much you need him. I need you to see me through. Good God, without you, I don't know what I would do. Through the rain and through the cold, all right, if you keep my soul. Come on and take me by my hand and lead me to the promised land. I need you. Every time you get a chance, you wanna say.
Ladies and gentlemen, wasn't that special? The late Reverend James Cleveland with Say You Love Me. It's 16 minutes before the top of the hour. The first voice belongs, as I said, that was one of the giants of our generation, the late Reverend James Cleveland with Say You Love Me. We're deep diving on some of the most distinctive man's voices in gospel music. The next voice surprisingly belongs to a native Montrealer who was a favorite of the late TV evangelist Billy Graham. He sung for multiple American presidents and has a voice that's heavy and hooks you from the very first note. Here is Wintley Phipps with a classic, Every Time I Feel This Spirit, on 90.3 FM in Montreal.
The mountain, when my Lord spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke. I looked around me, everything looked fine. I asked my Lord if all were mine. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, River, it's chilly and cold. It chills my body, Lord, but not my soul. There ain't but one train that runs this track. It runs from heaven and it runs right back. I have woe, I have only heartaches here below. But while God leads me, I'll never fear, for I know that my God is near. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time
right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 12 minutes before the top of the hour. You're listening to the Powerful Playlist. When we pack a powerful punch of praise for the week, you've heard Montreal native Wintley Phipps and the godfather of gospel music, Reverend James Cleveland, two men with unmistakable voices, torchbearers of gospel music, our final male voice that has captured the ears and hearts of millions with a voice that's indisputable and divine, is a voice that grew in popularity over the years. He's been featured with the Clark Sisters, Kirk Franklin, Snoop Dogg, and here on this latest track, Andre Crouse, just to name a few. We lost him during the pandemic, but his voice is undefeated and enduring. I'm speaking of the late, the great Rance Allen. Here he is with Heaven Bound. Hope you were blessed and impressed with today's edition of the Powerful Playlist. Let's go!
Tell them I'm heaven bound.
Anybody
wonder
if they wonder
where I'm going? On Mind, Soul, and Spirit, we go extra, extra. Here's a new track that's
fire.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh,
Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents the inspirational word of the day.
Come on, feel the atmosphere. Say holy, holy, oh, you are.
Hi, everyone. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. I can't believe it's October. So you know that we're going to talk about my favorite topic, gratitude and healing. Gratitude and pain, those things don't seem to go together. But I believe that gratitude is a key factor in the healing process. Remember, what you take for granted, other people are praying for.